Welcome back to another episode of Girl Boss Podcast. I'm your host, Debbie Sugru, and this episode is on starting the new year right. Welcome back and happy new year. It is 2022, and this episode is really important because I feel as though there is so many mixed messages when it comes to starting the year right. Like, how do we pivot? How do we grow? How do we get through hard times from the previous year and start fresh? And I think from 2021, from the very beginning of 2021, I was thrown into a spiral of growth. But in that spiral of growth came a lot of pain and a lot of hurt and a lot of heartbreak. And I didn't really understand the reasonings behind that. And I didn't really understand that that is a necessary process to really reveal your true character. And although this podcast is about doing things, accomplishing things, finding your why, being a purposeful person, being a good person, inspiring each other and empowering each other, there's also a key thing that I took from 2021, and it's really important to have sustainability despite what you're going through, despite growing pains and despite life's challenges. I think it's important to have key fundamental values and to recognize those in other people that you surround yourself with and that you trust, because ultimately what we do is we hold within ourselves our own power. And it is super important to be loyal to yourself when it comes to certain things, because at the end of the day, like, your behavior is a reflection of who you are at your core. There is no justification on this planet that means that you need to excuse yourself for a lack of character in terms of a good outcome. And I think that's one of the things that you will go through 2022 realizing after listening to this podcast, because I've started doing a lot of volunteering, and one of the places that I volunteer at is a seniors home. These people are like on their way out of life, and it's really interesting to see and hear their stories about what really matters. And I think we can learn a lot from people, not just like the great people in the world like Tom Bilyeu and Jay Shetty and Tony Robbins and all of these amazing people. And these people guide us in a way that our parents never could, because the amount of self-development and personal growth and experience and abundance that they've created gives us a information pathway to better our own lives by ourselves, not just like go off old conditioning and old justification models that are outdated. These are like new proven scientific strategies along with experience. And so it is really important to open yourself up to these ways of rewiring your brain in order for you to have a more fulfilling life. But coming back to learning from these seniors and taking the necessary information from them that I think will really help this year is that there is a lot of regret in those places. And it's actually really sad, because when you're in a moment in life, you can look at all of the things, the superficial things that are right and wrong, and the goals that we go after and all of these things. And we place all this importance on what we think we should have, what we think things should be like. And what we fail to do is take accountability for our character and our values and our behavior. We excuse them because of our expectations. And in turn, what that does is it gives us a temporary release to get what we want. But long term, what it does is usually creates a lot of regret, disappointment, guilt. And going through life with those feelings it's a life sentence. And that is a lot of the reason why people, you know, fail to adhere or meet positive outcomes in most situations and end up, you know, causing themselves a lot of pain and despair. Now, you can be on the other side of that, and usually that's not a decision, it's a situation. And usually that situation is put into your life to make you realize that what's important and what you can control. And doing wrong to other people is something that, you know, is going to happen. We're all going to make mistakes, but there is certain time frames in life when you know it at the deepened part of your core that you're doing the wrong thing for selfish reasons, and you may be hurting other people for those selfish reasons. And these aren't things like going after your own goals and living life as an individual. These are things that are genuinely going to traumatize and hurt other people. And I've experienced this myself, and I can only say that for me, it doesn't matter that I've experienced it on the other end of a situation, but what really matters is that I didn't want to see anybody that I cared about give themselves a death sentence like that, because there is no way out when you do wrong, and there is no way out when you don't have core fundamental values despite a situation or despite what it is that's going on. Because often our perception and our ability to see the bigger picture can be disjointed in times of turbulence. And whatever happens in life, you should never, ever, ever move away from who you are at your core as a person, what you believe to be correct and right. And you really need to check what those rights and those beliefs and those values and that character and those behaviors are. And you need to really identify whether or not your patterns and your cycles are the same as before. And if that is the case, and they're not productive and positive and honest way of living, then you're basically just signing yourself up for repeated pain cycles and and you're basically just repeating history in terms of how you are going about your next steps in the future. And from listening to all of these seniors, I felt like a lot of them were only recognizing this in the later parts of life when opportunities weren't really there anymore. And, you know, you hit into your 70s, your 80s, your 90s, and you know that it could be 5 years, it could be 10 years, it could be 20 years. And your energy levels aren't the same as what they are when you're young. Your opportunities are different because you're not young anymore. You're there and you're reflecting on the things that you did and the person that you were and what you did to and for others. And like I said before, it's not a beat up session. It's not a podcast to make you feel bad. It's a podcast to make you understand what's going to matter in time. Because although we want to do things to better our lives, and although we want to be, you know, in situations that make us feel happy, often what we find is that we run ourselves into walls, temporary highs with long-term pain, long-term guilt, long-term regret. And being able to identify that comes from being able to see the bigger picture, understand what you have and value what you have. Because often what we do is we jump ship, we move on, we do this, we do that. And we leave a lot of destruction in that pathway. And carrying that destruction just because it felt right at the time is never a way that we want to project into the future. If you're going into the future from a place of lack, and that's a decision of yours, then you can probably bet millions of dollars that in the future you will end up carrying that burden. And when you're reflecting back on your life, you're going to look at the person that you were and what you did, what you had, what you gave up, what you lost, what you did at certain time frames in your life. And you're going to figure out that you lost a lot of good things because of your inability to hold your character or even find values and value in the good things that you did have along the way that would have served you long term. It's really important to acknowledge the blessings that come into life, because so many people don't, and that is why we see so much anxiety and we see so much depression. Yes, we're going to face times that are unfair and that wake us up and teach us a lot, but there's also a self-evaluation that you need to have when it comes to projecting into the future with a clear conscience and an open heart. Because even if you think temporarily doing one thing is best for you, if that is causing something else to be destructed or somebody else to be hurt in ways that are traumatic or in ways that are destructive in terms of your own regret and guilt, I can guarantee you that it's going to come up again at some point, and it will shamble the new thing that you're doing. And because we're human beings and we're emotional, there's only so much band-aiding we can do when it comes to our character and our values. We can't really escape who we are, and we can't really escape the realities of the people that we let into our life either. All we can do is try to encourage and inspire people to look deeper and to be a better person. And sometimes that's going to be frustrating when they don't connect to that. And it's only you and you alone that can really control like how you're going to feel at the end of life. And because we don't know when our time is up, and I think living by death is such a powerful experience. Like, it puts you in a situation where you actually value memories more. You actually try harder. You actually do things limitless. And you also respect the life that you've got and the things that have come into it a lot more. It's when you're isolating problems, situations, and past experiences as a indicator for the future, with no accountability or responsibility for your input and your intention, that really drives us to do things that we later on regret and that later on don't work out as we made an illusion in our head that they would. And everything in the future that you predict from the past is an illusion. Okay, so reality has it has two sides to it. You are the center of your reality based on how your perception and your outcome and your intentions are within. And that will create and draw people into your life that are pretty similar to you. You attract what you are, not what you want. So although you may have this vision in a situation, maybe it seems like it's going to work out and be amazing, if you're not a pure and whole person, and you're not in that situation where you actually have trusted yourself for long enough in multiple situations through adversity, where you know that you've got staying power, where you know that you've got willpower, where you know that you can be and do the right thing, regardless of whether that makes you feel a number one priority in that situation or not. And you can look at the bigger picture and you can value the things that are outside of you enough to know what's right and wrong. Then of course you're going to end up in an outcome that comes from within, and you're going to attract exactly what you are. And it's really interesting because I never really expected some of the things that would have happened in the last year to happen. But when I reevaluate my energy, my manifestations, like things that happened, we can draw on exactly an outcome based on what we think, even if we don't want it. And if you go through life with poor character, poor behavior, poor judgment, you're often going to push the things away that actually can serve you long term, that can actually make you a better person. And you're going to draw in people and things to your life that are going to be destructive, because if you are self-destructive, even if you think you are surrounded by good people, even if you think that these people are nice and that they love you and they want to do all of this great stuff for you, you're going to lack meaning. You're going to lack connection. It doesn't matter how many similarities that you have with your friends and people around you, even your family at certain times. The depth of connection and purity and just safety will start to fade over time. It'll fade for your goals. In fact, it may even make you want to escape having goals at all. It will destruct who you are, because you don't have self-trust deep down, because your character and your actions in the past have proved that. And until you really take that time to identify what you're getting into, what you've done in the past, how you've thought in past situations, how you've handled past situations. And if you can't look yourself in the mirror and say that you really wanted to make the best of every situation and you tried everything in your power and your intentions were to do whatever it is that you have to do to make it work, then you're going to end up with regret. It's natural. You're going to hold back. You're going to withdraw. And it doesn't matter how many new things that you place in your life moving through the next couple of years, if you can't look yourself and hold a mirror up to yourself and go, what kind of person am I? What kind of person have I been? Like, and you really want to know the answers to that and face the answers to that based on your behavior, not on what you said, not on what you thought was good at the time, not on what you wanted to do at the time, not blaming the universe, not blaming the person or people or job or whatever it is outside of you, but looking at you. It's then that you actually start that transformational journey and you actually start to realize like that you're a really good person or you're just a nice person because you need something from other people or you need something at a particular time. It's different. It's very, very different. And it can be painful to realize that within yourself, but it can be more painful to realize that in people that you thought were different and that you expected more from. And I think that was one of the biggest things in 2021 that made me realize that nice people aren't necessarily good people. And just because somebody is funny or charismatic or does things because they're getting something from it, it doesn't necessarily mean that their character and their behavior is actually on par with how they present on the outside. And often what you'll see when you're meeting and facing a situation where you know that somebody's really nice, but they're also really troubled, you need to question why they're really troubled. And yes, we can have situations occur in life that traumatize us. I'm not going to deny that, that are outside of us and really bad things happen to good people. It's true. It happens. And there are always coping mechanisms when you're truly a victim. Like when you have been a victim to somebody's wrongdoing, you will always be able to heal because it's not your burden. It's something that's happened. It may have prevented you from being happy for a period of time, but it's not your burden. You're always better off being the victim than being the person that executed wrongdoing because you can't ever erase that from your timeline. And you'll have to go through the rest of your life knowing that you've done wrong and that will decrease your self-worth. And so I'm not saying that we're perfect. We all make mistakes, but moving forward, you've really got to right the wrongs to break free of why you're troubled. And there's a multitude of reasonings behind these things. And I understand that some people have had, you know, poor upbringings and have been, you know, struggling for a long time. But you need to also take accountability in terms of who you're letting into your life, because there is a lot of people out there that really require a band-aid, and people are not tools. You are not a tool to get somebody to be temporarily happy, and you're not there to take someone's pain away if they're not in good shape mentally to also do that for you. And I think that's really important because as humans, like, we all want to be connected. We all want to feel safe. We want to feel love. We want to feel respect. We want to feel appreciation. But you're the center of that. You're the center of receiving that. And if you're not a priority in the beginning for something or someone, then it's a good indication that you won't be later. And, you know, through holiday seasons, through, you know, times when you're alone, like when you need that support or you're craving, you know, sort of like this deep connection, it's not going to come to anybody that doesn't and hasn't given that. You earn these rights to achieve goals and to achieve true inner fulfillment and peace. Happiness is like peace. It's like you walk out into the world and you just don't have a bad bone in your body. You don't want to hurt anyone. I'm not saying you don't react in emotional responses, because even though I think like that, I can also lose my temper and I can also get very hurt and very angry because I am quite emotional. And I know that I am because often if I'm hurt or I'm betrayed, I get really reactive because I would never, ever, ever hurt somebody intentionally. I may react and that may hurt people intentionally. And that is something that I'm now aware of. But I also am more aware of who I am at the core. And I know that I would never, ever, ever be disloyal to myself or anyone else. And I would never do the wrong thing just to temporarily give myself a high, even if it meant that right now I suffer or even suffer for a little while. It's not in my nature. And I'm really proud of that. I know that I can sustain that for the rest of my life. There is nothing and no one that can budge that. And it doesn't matter how much I get hurt by anyone else or even how many businesses that fail or anything like that. It won't prevent me from being that, because I know that when I look back at who I was in this world, I will still be proud even if everything fails, because I know that I went into it, everything I did, with nothing but the aims to make everything work out. And I gave everything my all 100% of the time, and I never, ever, ever shied away from that. And I think that is one of the most powerful things that you can take from this podcast, and to be that from this podcast. Now, I know this is scary because technically what you are doing is you're opening yourself up. You're vulnerable. You're going to be giving all of you to things that are outside of your control. But I can guarantee you that with that kind of intent and that kind of projection into valuing what you do, who's in your life, what's coming, what's happening, it actually, even though you may get hurt because you're like, why did that fail? I literally like did everything I could. Or if you're in relationships and, you know, somebody betrays you and it fails and you would never do that, you're going to be like having these moments where you're like, they did not deserve this. They did not deserve me. They didn't like, and you're going to feel all of these things, but long term, you're going to feel better moving into new things, knowing what kind of person you are. And when you do hit the jackpot in terms of, you know, the right person, the right business, things that are aligned with that nature, you're going to have that as your backbone. You're going to be able to look people in the eyes, knowing who they're falling in love with, knowing who they have in their lives. And you are your biggest asset when it comes to confidence. Confidence comes from these things. They don't come from how you look. That's a bonus. Confidence comes and self-worth comes from knowing exactly what you're capable of doing. And it's not about being capable of achieving goals or achieving things or being better than anyone else. It's about being capable of what you're willing to sacrifice for your own long-term mental health and how you go about things and how you treat people. And no matter what you do and how much you logically justify it, your conscious mind and your subconscious mind are two separate things. Even if you consciously are aware that what you think you're doing is right, deep down, you're going to have a gut feeling and you're going to have guilt, depression, sadness, anger, frustration, resentment, all of these negative things deep within your soul. And those are going to draw on people that feel that exact way. And if you're connecting with people on that level, of course, you're going to be set up for more doubt and more fear. You're just going to drop yourself into a hole. And so it's really important to be able to control these things about yourself. You cannot find depth and meaning and true inner peace and happiness without being that yourself. And I think you really need to recognize that. You really need to look at the actions and the behaviors of the people as well that you're connecting with. If they're doing things that are wronging others and riding you for right now, later on, it's going to be a matter of time before that person and that or that thing comes back and does exactly what they're doing to you. That may be temporarily serving you, but they will later on, might be years, it might be months, it might be weeks, and they will go and betray you as well. Character is something that is done with action. And it does not matter if it is serving you for right now, if it is in a place of lack and it is in a place of betrayal, then you know that you need to get yourself out of there real quick. You need to look at this person for who they are and what they're doing, and not what they say they're doing and why they say they're doing it, because deep down their subconscious is going to haunt them, and in turn that's going to affect your relationships and your friendships and your businesses or your goals and everything, because this person's carrying a burden that isn't yours, or maybe it's been caused by you. And so I've seen this pan out myself, and I've seen history repeat itself. And although it's painful to be in some situations in life, it's also the best time to step outside of you being isolated within a situation and watch what's actually happening. And it's so important for you as well to break cycles, break patterns, right wrongs, do the right thing by good people, because you don't get the opportunity again. I believe in reincarnation, but I also believe that when you are on this planet, you have minimal time to do the right thing, always. And so every single day that you're in a situation, you need to actually think about what your intentions are, what your perspective is. Like, are you actually looking at things from a place of abundance, or are you looking at things from a place of need and lack? If you're in a place of need and lack, you're not in a good place. And I know that we all get into places that are dark, and it's like, how do we get out? It gets out with personal development. It gets out with being by yourself and really knowing who you are by yourself. If you don't like yourself by yourself, that's going to be projected into everything else that you do. No amount of anything can erase guilt, regret, wrongdoing. It doesn't work. And until you're brave enough and courageous enough to be apologetic, really, really, really sincerely have remorse, feel the pain that you've caused or you are causing, or if it's somebody that you love and that trusts you, express to them why doing this is so important. It's going to be dark and it's going to be bleak, and you're probably going to feel really bad about some things that you've done, but it's also important to look at the good in that time as well, and look at like what you did try and how you can progress in the future as a better person, and prevent as much hurt on anyone else as you can, because we are here to be connected, to be happy with each other, to sustain good quality, like fulfillment and joy and purpose, connections and love. The center of the universe is with love. And like, when you don't have that ability within yourself and you don't have self-love because you haven't been a decent person, then it's going to be difficult to find the depths and the meaning of life that you could find. So I know this podcast was pretty deep and it is pretty like eye-opening, but self-development and personal growth is one of the things that you really do need to focus on for 2022. Being accountable to yourself is so important, and it's gonna be a big journey, but as long as you know that you're not leaving this earth with any regrets on your character, that is one of the most fulfilling ways to live life. And it's never too late to start. It's never too late to be sorry. It's never too late to have remorse, to feel the things that you've done, and to really be a better version of yourself, to restore love and to be more forgiving and accepting, and to identify the most amazing things that you've been blessed with, and to start to build and rebuild, because that is what life is all about. It's not about perfection. It's about progress. And it's about constantly looking at like what you've been like and what you're going to do in the future, who you want to be, how you want to leave this earth. And some people don't want to face that because maybe you've mucked up a little bit too much and you've just written it off. Maybe if that's your mindset, then that's going to be how it ends. You know, how it starts is how it's going to be when it ends. And although that's super painful and it's something that, you know, some people will write their destiny with, it hurts me to even think that a human can't awaken to that possibility of change and truly transforming their experience on this planet, because life, it can be so amazing. It really can. Like, and it's painful when the troubles of the past project into the present and the future, because holding a mirror up is just too painful for some people that want to really believe that they are this nice person, that they're liked, that they're happy, that they're this, that they're that, when deep down they're troubled. And it's really weird, because I'm not a person that everyone really likes, but inside I know that I'm a good person. And I know that's like, it's not like coming from an ego thing, but like, I know my personality and I know my, like, my intentions, and I know my heart and I know my soul. But when I come into contact with some people, they just don't get it. And then I realize that, like, it's not necessarily because they're bad people. It's because they haven't held a mirror up to themselves. And even like the nicest people, when they smile, you can still see the pain in their eyes. And you can see that even in some people's faces, they could be like the nicest, compassionate, like most time giving people. They can be fun. They can seem quiet or soft or whatever. But there's always like something that you can see, I can anyway, that shows their pain. And so when you have that, it's really important to identify that and understand it, especially because, you know, if you are on a self-development journey and you are awakened and you are somebody that really is going to be accountable and loyal, then you have to surround yourself and align with people that really, really, really value that at the top level. Because if they don't, these people are going to hurt you when it's not like, because hurt people. And that is the reality. If somebody is struggling inside, it doesn't mean that you should walk out and turn your back on them. But you really need to identify why, not just because, and like, don't accept I don't know for an answer, because they do know, or they don't know exactly why, but they've got some ideas, and there will be things that go through their mind from time to time that really reveal why they're feeling a certain way. People don't feel bad for no reason. Okay. Like, yes, there's things like clinical depression and things like that, but there's also a way and a perspective or past experiences that have shaped this. And it's usually from yourself. There is like people that go through the most extreme trauma in the world and are victims, truly victims. And it doesn't burden them. It may traumatize them and it may be painful to think back on, but it's not their burden. And they do heal and they do get through it and they do come out better for it. A lot of the time they inspire others to go through trauma or go, you know, be a victim of something, and it can be quite inspiring. But when you cause, like, it's not like you murder somebody and then people are going to be inspired by you. Do you know what I mean? So that is what I mean. So if like, or like, we'll just use the example of rape. If somebody is going to share their story and help other victims, people don't, even though it's their trauma and their burden and they've been, you know, sadly mistreated so inhumanely by another person that's was selfishly, you know, carrying out this act for whatever reason, because they're, you know, obviously not right, and they inflicted that pain on somebody else that was completely innocent and didn't deserve it, you know. A victim's always going to have the ability to inspire others. Somebody that really didn't do the wrong thing and was in the wrong place with the wrong person at the wrong time, and they had to become a victim. It is so unfortunate and it is so scarring and it is so hard to be in that position. But it's a situation, and people can be healed from those situations. They don't carry that burden because they didn't execute the action. They know that they're not at fault for the action. Okay? Yes, you can put yourself, you can say, I shouldn't have been there, I should have done this, I should have done that. But the reality is that was the way it was going to happen. And being a victim is never something that is a life sentence. If you have the right tools to be able to cope and to understand your position in that situation. Now, when you make a decision to hurt somebody, you're the rapist, for example, you carry that burden for the rest of your life, whether you want to confront it as a human being or not. Because this is the differences. Some people will find themselves doing something really bad and the human side of them will come up and it will be there, and they will recognize it and they will try and turn their lives around, and still nobody will really forgive them for it. and they may never forgive themselves for it, but they will carry that burden to their grave. And that is the exact same on minor occurrences when it comes to people in everyday life. It's not as extreme as doing something like rape, but it still doesn't take away the burden long term that you carry. If you are executing and doing things for your own selfish reasons, whether it be on a minor scale or a major scale, you will never, ever, ever let, like, your subconscious doesn't let that go. It knows. It knows what you've done. And that is why it's so important to be accountable if you're moving forward. It's so, even before you start doing this and realizing that by hurting others, you actually hurt yourself more long term. You really destruct your own life. And until you can really get to the point where you can confront who you really are at your core, what you've really been like, why you do certain things the way you do them, why you are the way you are, you will never, ever, ever break those cycles and those patterns that have destructed your life up until now. They've blocked out love, they've increased fear, they've increased doubt, and it's all because of what you've done and how you've done it. And that is the ultimate thing that I want you guys to take from today's podcast, because it is one of the most powerful and insightful podcasts that I've ever done, but it comes from not just my own mind. Obviously, this is non-scripted, but it comes from me learning from really solid places. It's not me just observing a situation, and it's not a matter of opinion. This is really factual. Like, this is how this human psychology works. And I think that's one of the good things that you guys can maybe look at, human behavior, human psychology, not just because you want to analyze somebody else. It's really about, like, understanding your situations if you're not the inflictor of actions, or understanding your actions if you're doing things and you're caught in a repeated cycle of despair and hurt. There is always reasons, and usually it's not because you're a victim. Victims don't carry burdens. They may have trauma, but it is simply a matter of your own actions and your character and who you don't know who you are. You don't know what you're capable of, and you may be quite impulsive when it comes to certain things. If you lose value in who you are, you're going to lose value in things that are valuable outside of you, and you're going to cause hurt, okay? It's really important to understand that you're going to carry that as a life sentence. And like I've been talking to these older people, it never, ever, ever leaves you. There are little things that they tell me that really stand out and make me realize what's so important. And yes, we're all imperfect humans, but there's degrees, and there's the thing that we all want, and it's love, connection, and peace. And so going into this year, if you want to achieve your goals with ease, you want to have prosperity, you want to have self-love, you want to go out into the world and just see it as a bright and magical place. For most of my life, I've done that. And, you know, this year has been an eye-opening experience for me. I felt really different. And I really started to look at it as contrast, and looking at how I was looking at situations, and whatever way I adapted living in this year, it was from a place of fear. It was from a place of lack. I felt like something was going to go wrong. I felt like things were going to go wrong. I felt like problems were bigger than me. And it caused me to feel a certain way on a daily basis. I had very little consistency when it came to how I felt going out into the world. And although a lot of it was from things outside of me, I forgot how to control who I was, the energy that I know I bring. And so what I did was I really caused more destruction by being a force of destruction to myself, outside of myself. And it really hurt me more than ever, because I like look back at my way of thinking and my way of acting and how not grateful I was. Like, I was happy, but it was always because something was going right for me at the time, or I was sad because something wasn't going how I expected it to go. And holding these unrealistic standards to how things should be is also really destructive for us. Like, it can really prevent us from enjoying the moments, the singular moments that we should value. And I really hope this podcast just opens up your eyes on, like, what is important, like the trust that other people have in you. The fact that, you know, people out there, you know, are you doing the right thing? Like, are you seriously being a person that you're going to look back on and think highly of? not logically, but in your heart and your soul. Like, you know how you feel, and you know when you've hurt, and you know when you've caused pain. So guys, in 2022, please start it off making amends, being a better person, taking accountability, reconnecting, disconnecting, doing what you need to do in order for you to clear your conscience, be pure, and listen to some Jay Shetty. Listen, study some Buddhism. Think about self-development. Hold the mirror up and don't be afraid to do so, because all that's on the other side is a clear conscience and purity. And I really hope that that's how life is going to be for you all in 2022. Bye.